COVID-19 on the front lines.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to wreak havoc across the world, the hunt for potential treatments rages on, leading many to turn to technology to help us find effective solutions. And now, we might finally have not just one, but 10 potential treatment options, all thanks to a new deep learning computer model. Coming to you from the ReachMD studios in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, this is COVID-19 on the front lines. I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and joining me to discuss this new computer model and its findings is Dr. Ping Zhang, Assistant Professor of Computer Science and Engineering and Biomedical Informatics at The Ohio State University. Dr. Zhang, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the invitation, Dr. Turk.
So let's just dive right in, Dr. Zhang. Can you tell us how this new computer model is able to find potential treatments for COVID-19?
Sure, of course. Actually, the new computer model is based on the concept that using gene expression to bridge drugs and disease. We can think about the drug side. We can use gene expression to test how the gene expression changes across humans' organs, which provide some drug signatures for drug discovery. And most recently, at the beginning of the pandemic in May 2020, two papers published in the Cell journals is about the how human gene expression had a response to COVID-19, which provides some disease signature for COVID-19. So we can think about we have both drug signature, we have disease signature. Once we have both this one, the job is pretty easy. Whether we find the drug and disease show some opposite gene expression profile, suggesting the drug would reverse the effect of the disease. Then we can find some drug may treat the disease, in this case, COVID-19. Regarding the deep learning techniques, it sounds like very easy to get the drug signature, but actually during the IL-1000 projects, there are only very limited number of drug has been tested through the gene expression. So this is the reason we use the deep learning model, especially like a graph neural network, and the multi-head attention network to predict what of the drug across the gene expression across the different human tissues. This is the way we get the at least 10 different drugs for COVID-19.
For those just tuning in, you're listening to ReachMD's COVID-19 on the Front Lines. I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and I'm speaking with Dr. Ping Zhang about a new computer model that has identified at least 10 potential treatments for COVID-19. So, Dr. Zhang, now that we've discussed what the computer model found, let's zero in on the technology's potential impact. What benefits does this model bring, especially in the middle of a pandemic when it's a race against time?
Sure. So the 10 drugs we predict at the very beginning of pandemic and the validation experiments proposed by some human expert actually is after our prediction. There are so many different COVID-19 variants. Whether the vaccine works or not, this is still a problem. So what I want to mention, this model actually, we only take the patient signature into the consideration. So once we have some patients with COVID-19 variants, we can quickly rerank our prediction for more accurate or more personalized recommendation for new patient cohort. So this is exactly what I hope. Secondly, I want to mention in the drug company, there are hundreds of millions of potential drugs. Maybe the next great antivirals may already in the lab somewhere, right? And previously, overlooked drugs, it just takes some time to propose for some new indication. By using this deep learning algorithm, it can tell us which compound is worth to testing and which compound is worth to for the clinical trial.
And if we look beyond the pandemic, in what other ways do you see this type of research and technology having an impact?
Sure. Actually, this is exactly to the topic of my research. So I'm focused on artificial intelligence in medicine. This is the reason I call my lab is AIMED AI in Medicine Lab at OSU. So my research really focuses on the deep learning and its application to medicine. Besides like this drug discovery and drug repurposing projects, I'm also studying clinical risk prediction. For example, most recently we published paper in the Patterns Journal to predict which patient in the emergency department and ICU will contract sepsis. We also have some research about a medical image. In other words, it's artificial intelligence to predict the risk of patients for stroke based on their brain MRI image. So regarding the impact of the artificial intelligence, I just say what the computer, what the artificial intelligence will predict is still need some further testing. The AI is not likely to replace a human expert for any time soon. However, artificial intelligence plus clinicians will replace the clinician without the AI very soon.
Well, I think we can all agree that COVID-19 treatments are an area of active need, and I want to thank my guest, Dr. Ping Zhang, for joining me to discuss how this new technology might help us find effective treatments and turn the tide in the pandemic. Dr. Zhang, it was great having you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation. It's great to work with you.
I'm Dr. Charles Turk, and this is COVID-19 on the Front Lines. For more episodes about COVID-19 and to add your perspectives on the fight against the global pandemic, visit us at reachmd.com and become part of the knowledge. Thank you for listening.